Hi, my name is Lily, and I am part of the class of 2026. Today, I'm going to be talking to you about my internship this past semester at the Academy of Natural Sciences of Drexel University. Some background on the Academy of Natural Sciences. It is the oldest natural science museum in the Western Hemisphere, which is pretty sick. They have a ton of really awesome collections behind the scenes for visitors to view. They have a very large hall called Dinosaur Hall that focuses on dinosaurs and paleontology, and then they also have a lot of taxidermy from places like North America, Africa, and Asia, along with a collection of rotating exhibits, which include some live animals and then some things from their collections that they have, which is pretty cool because it gives visitors the ability to see behind the scenes. What I was doing at my internship was twofold. Part of it was I was facilitating an independent visitor engagement, and then part of it was I was just learning about what it's like to work at a museum in the education department. I'm really interested in pursuing education in the future, and I really appreciate museums and their ability to engage in non-traditional education in a variety of ways. As a high school student, I volunteered at two of the local science museums, and so it's really, really cool to be on the opposite end of this, learning about how they structure that kind of education and engagement. So part of what I was doing was just learning about, like, how does this specific museum educate? And the way I kind of broke it down was into they do a lot of one-time engagements, and then they also do a lot of repeating programs. So as far as one-time engagements go, they have a variety of things, including auditorium shows, which is predominantly when school groups come. Oftentimes there will be like 100 kids in the auditorium, and then they'll give a presentation on anything from paleontology to weather, and there's an interactive component to it, and it's super fun, and it's a way for students to connect what they have been learning in school to what's going on in the museum, and then also to connect what's going on in the museum to larger things that are going on in the world. And then the other way that they do one-time engagement is visitor stations, and those are run by engagement staff, and they are incredibly knowledgeable about the museum. I highly recommend if you ever end up going to the museum to chat with them. And some of their visitor stations are interactive. For example, right now there is a beetles collection that is on display, and so you can go and you can draw your own beetle and kind of talk with the visitor engagement person about, like, diversity and like all the different ways that beetles have adapted. And the reason why the beetles are on display is because they are the most diverse species in the world, which is pretty cool. And so visitor engagements are a way for not only school groups to interact with the museum, but also for just general visitors to interact with the museum. So that's how they're kind of incorporating not just school groups, but also other visitors as well. And then the other way that they educate and engage visitors is through repeating programs, and those are predominantly for K through 12 students. They have two major programs that are going right now, which are pretty cool. One focuses on the super young end. It focuses on pre-K, is trying to get science into preschool classrooms, starting students early. It's a really awesome program because they go and they model the different lessons for the preschool students and the preschool teachers, and then they provide the teachers with all the materials that they would need to replicate the lesson. And so they're making it super accessible to engage in this kind of science programming and curriculum. And then the other program that they're running right now is on the opposite end of the spectrum, and it's for high school students. Specifically, it's for female and non-binary identifying students, and it's called Women in STEM. That's a bit of an older name, and it's a four-year program to support high schoolers who are interested in pursuing STEM in the future. And it's a really awesome program because there is so many different elements to it. A major element is that the students will act as mentors for each other. So in their first 2 years, they're part of what's called, like, Wins 1. And then in their last 2 years, they're part of Wins 2. And the Wins 2 mentor the Wins 1. So it gives them, like, this opportunity to both be mentored and to mentor someone. And then another really cool part of the program is that they travel to a bunch of different places. They'll go to, like, the aquarium. They'll go to the New Jersey store to kind of learn about how science is all around them. And then the last part of it is just that their staff is also, two of their staff are Wins alumni. And so it's, like, this amazing circular process where you've got the alumni still super involved inside of the program. And then Moving on to what I've been doing at the museum, I've been, as I was saying, facilitating independent visitor engagement. So I've just been kind of creating like a lot of posters. So there was a Philly Flower Show earlier this spring, and I created some posters for that. You can see them. They're the first two posters. I did one on decomposers, and I did another one on food chains, and then kind of like energy cycles. And then the other thing I've been doing is creating a lot of scavenger hunts. And scavenger hunts are really cool because they're a way to get visitors to engage in the museum, and they're relatively inexpensive. Like, the museum is a nonprofit, and so it's important that, like, not like that, like, obviously some things can cost a lot of money, but there also needs to be low cost options as well. And so scavenger hunts are really cool because they're a way to increase visitor engagement at a relatively low cost. And specifically, I was focusing on an adaptation scavenger hunt because the museum is currently trying to focus on like evolution and like thinking about evolution both behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And so adaptations are a really important part of evolution. And the scavenger hunt is more geared towards like younger kids. And then I also created a rainforest scavenger hunt, one for younger students and one for older students. And that's the rainforest exhibit is one of the traveling exhibits right now. And they will be using these in their summer camp programming, which is super exciting. And then besides creating like those deliverables, I've also just been working on a lot of like kind of random small tasks, including like looking at Philadelphia tree cover, thinking about urban ecology and how to teach 9-year-olds about urban ecology, and just kind of engaging in like various parts of programming that need like just a little extra assistance and help. Overall, I've had a really, really good time at the Academy. I'm really excited to see how it evolves. It's kind of in a state of transition right now. There is a big focus within the education department about thinking about accessibility, thinking about cultural accessibility, economic accessibility, and disability accessibility. Part of that is redesigning various programs and redesigning the physical exhibits themselves. And then part of that is also just kind of like reorienting the museum and its goals for the future. And so I'm really excited to see what they do. Thank you for listening and have a good day.